Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Saturday edition of Optimize My Life, previously known as the Coach's Corner, because the founder of the Hope Collection, Dr. Joel Griffin, used to have a Saturday morning, just kind of a wrap-up for the week, and that's what we are doing and carrying on with, just having a little half hour just to wrap up the week and give information and encouragement for the week to come. So I want to welcome everyone who's on the show and who might be listening on the archive. All of these shows Monday through Friday are archived, so you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio, to the Hope Collection site, and take a listen to some of the shows. So we encourage everyone to do that, because the shows, especially through Monday through Friday, and even now starting some evenings, there's packed with information, packed with encouragement, packed with knowledge that can help you in your life's endeavors. So it's really cool. I know on Tuesdays, my husband Ron Clayton, who's the president of the Hope Collection, has Travel Tuesdays. We own a travel agency, and which is so exciting. And especially now that, you know, the pandemic's just about, you know, over, everyone is really looking forward to traveling again. And especially people here in Buffalo, since we have been snowed in quite, you know, for over a week during Christmas. And now you wouldn't know that there was any storm. Everything's back to green grass and dry roads. But, you know, when things happen, sometimes the best way to do it is either ride it out or hold it out, or and that's one of the things I want to talk about today, is really the power of prayer. Because with the Dharmer Hamlin, the Buffalo Bill that collapsed, and his heart stopped on the football field on Monday Night Football, the power of prayer from around the world, especially, which surprised us, which it shouldn't have surprised us, is how many sports people and how many sports commentators stopped and just offered prayer. And it's just amazing how in a time of crisis, the power of prayer, and the fact that he is now speaking, they finally got the tubes out of his throat for breathing. He's breathing on his own. And it's just amazing, you know, for one thing, having people that knew exactly what to do so fast, and that it, you know, doing CPR and having the equipment, and, you know, it's just mind-blowing that that going from, you know, having somebody's heart stop to regaining life again. And so it's, you know, that's, and but what I thought was just so incredible and so wonderful was how everywhere, every team of not just football players, but, you know, our hockey team, everyone was just praying and praying and praying. And it's just amazing. Because God works, God hears our prayers, and that's really, you know, wonderful when you realize that there's a God up there, and He does hear our prayers. And but there's also the people that just jumped in, knew what to do, and that's what sometimes we have to realize, that sometimes we have to know what to do in a situation. We might not have it something as traumatic as you know, having somebody's heart stop. But at the same time, everyone should have just a basic knowledge of CPR. I remember my dad one time saying that he's the only one in the family that knows CPR, and he's the one with the heart problem. So, you know, I have taken classes on CPR. But again, everyone should have at least a little knowledge of what to do in a situation. We just recently had in Buffalo an unbelievable blizzard, one that, you know, they said is a once-in-a-generation blizzard. And we lost 40 people in the city, in the surrounding areas of Buffalo, that went out and were not prepared for the conditions. I was just watching a little film clip that my nephew had sent me of the police in Cheektowaga just rescuing people, and the conditions were amazing. We were at home. We knew in advance not to go out, so we had made preparations for our house. But luckily, we didn't lose power. Some people lost power in their homes, and it was frigid. So there's all kinds of ways that we can make sure that we're prepared for different events that happen, good and bad. Sometimes, you know, there's good good events that we also have to be prepared for. excuse me. But I just want to, you know, really just I'm just so excited about the number and millions of people just praying, and how everyone just with the excuse me, Damar Hamlin situation, it just really brought out how powerful prayer is and how uniting prayer is. So, you know, a huge football game, so in these things, just became unimportant in the scheme of things. And so sometimes situations that you think are going to be so important that this has to be done, when there is an emergency, that's secondary. I thought it was interesting, the first thing that he wrote, that Mr. Hamlin wrote when he did come to after all the treatments, was his first question, did we win the game? You know, not knowing that everything stopped. So, you know, sometimes it's kind of like, wow, you know, what a perspective, you know, that you know, the football game at that moment wasn't the most important thing. So that's really cool. So I'm hoping so some other people join us. I know that Derek has been on, but then he has dropped off. And a lot of times if he has company or if he has somebody, you know, how it is on, especially a Saturday morning, Saturday mornings, and especially since we were out the last 2 weeks with the holiday, with Christmas Eve and the New Year's Eve, we did not have this call. And during both times, you know, because with the holidays, a lot of times normally, except from Buffalo, people get together with their families and celebrate the you know, the New Year and of course Christmas itself. So so we decided not to have the call for the last 2 weeks, but we are back, and so our regular Saturday mornings will continue. And so so if you are listening to this on you know, an archived, join us on a Saturday morning. It's just a half hour, just 9 to 9:30, that we just get together, talk about some of the celebrations that we can have together, some of the things that have happened during the week. We've always been talking about the kindness campaign that the Golden Rule Society, who is a sister charity along with us, a nonprofit. And one of the things that we can really attest to for the kindness campaign is we had, after the blizzard left, it left 5 feet of snow in our driveway and in our street. And we literally, even with four-wheel drive, we could not get through. And our snowplow man never showed up. Even though he said he was on his way, he never came. Neighbors of ours that we didn't even know their names until we met them shoveled out four feet of snow, heavy packed snow by hand from, and we have a very long driveway, and all the way out to the street so that we could get out, because we had, by that time, you know, we're talking 7 days that we were trapped in our house. Things like bread and milk, simple things, you know, that we had provisions ahead of time, but after 7 days, we were out of bread and milk. Not only did they shovel us out, they actually took my husband to, took Ron to the grocery store so that he could get groceries. And so talk about kindness and, you know, just looking out for other people. It was kind of funny because we always think of ourselves as the ones that would be the ones doing that, you know, but now we're older, as they very gently pointed out. Well, we take care of our older neighbors, and so, you know, times change. You go from the young person that, you know, is shoveling somebody out to the older person that needs help being shoveled out. And so, you know, time passes, and it's really funny. But the kindness of that couple were just amazing. And we loaded them up with presents because they wouldn't take payment. But luckily, because we had Christmas gifts and boxes of candies and gift certificates, because we hadn't seen our family, they ended up with a bounty for that, which we really, really appreciated. So it's 9:12. I'm going to wait till like 9:15 and see if anyone else joins us. Otherwise, I will contact people, and maybe people don't realize that we are back on, you know, after being off for 2 weeks during the holiday, and that's always a possibility. So I'll stay on the line for just a couple minutes, and then if anyone else has anything, comes on and has anything to share with the kindness of others and how prayer works, and that's really what I wanted to talk about this morning. After such a huge outpouring nationally, internationally of prayer, and, you know, for Damar Hamlin, you know, it's just makes you just realize the unity of people, that everyone can just focus in on a situation. And of course there are so many situations, you know, around the world that happen every day. This kind of just drew everybody's attention because I think it was on TV and everyone saw it at the same time. You know, so, but the praises, and I was watching some of the Buffalo Bills coach just praising the person that just knew exactly what to do in the situation. And, you know, and that life-saving the CPR, and, you know, just knowing what to do and kept doing it. If you can imagine, his heart had completely stopped, and without immediate attention, it would have been a disaster. But again, It can happen to anyone at any time. So one of the things I do recommend, and for myself too, is to get a refresher course or a first-time course on CPR and knowing what to do in a situation. That's, you hate to have to ever have to use the knowledge, but it's always good to have the knowledge and the ability to do something like CPR or the Heimlich maneuver if somebody's choking, or just have a basic first aid knowledge. So that's what I would encourage everyone today, anyone listening. And with that, I'm going to wrap up the call about 9:15 and just wrap up, and then I'll make sure I get the word out to our loyal listeners to that we are back on. And that's probably what they were thinking, that maybe we're off again this week when we were off during the holidays. So with that, I will give you have a great day. It's a Saturday in January 2023. So that's exciting. January 7th, 2023. So with that, I will bid you have a wonderful day, and give a thought of what I said about, in an emergency, be able to have at least a basic knowledge of what to do in a situation. You might not ever have to save somebody's life, but especially a loved one, if you're in a situation like that, wouldn't that be important to have that information and that knowledge and that skill? So with that, I'm going to say have a wonderful Saturday, and close out the call for today, for Saturday. You all take care. Love y'all. Bye-bye.